GOB88 Waxwing Winter Wonder. This winter, waxwings were far enough south for me to see some on an outing that took just 45 minutes, including 30 minutes actual watching time. Half a dozen of these beauties, surprisingly, were not gorging on hips and haws, but actually catching flies. This is a new observation to me, but obviously these birds can only eat fruit when there are fruit to eat, so insects must be eaten when they're raising a family at their spring and summer homes, before there are any fruit about. Moreover, I happen to be reviewing some really top-flight binoculars, so I've got incredible views. With the birds close by and in full sharp focus, I could practically count the number of feathers in their erect quiffs. It struck me how convenient the birds were, perhaps only 500 yards from where I'd last seen waxwings a few seasons ago. Then something more awesome struck me. We were less than 300 yards from where I first saw waxwings decades ago, way before I'd even moved to this area. Clearly not the same birds, so there could be no true sight loyalty, such as is seen in winter swans that use the same isolated ponds to rest on their long migrations and suffer loss when such ponds are filled in. So why have I so often seen waxwings there, when better berry sites have never produced waxwing sightings for me or other people? I pondered this mystery deeply, but not come up with a satisfactory answer. I can see nothing special about the location. Waxwings do not fear man, so winter invasions often favour city centre ornamental plantings. I imagine the added warmth of cities keeps food there more available to them, but my sight's nothing out of the ordinary. It begs the question, why are birds where they are, when they are? Now, there are plenty of good, solid reasons, of course, such as the right habitat, right weather, migration routes, food abundance, roost sites, and so on. But there are plenty of times when it seems completely random, and sometimes desperately annoying. Try taking a visiting bird at your guaranteed spots for a particular species. That will be the day when you might as well be in the North Pole or the middle of the Kalahari Desert. Not a bird will show. Never ever say, I always see, at the species of your choice here, as it will work like black magic to conjure them up elsewhere. Bird days and bird races are another way to charm the birds out of the trees before you turn up. You can prepare your route for weeks in checking sights daily and finding your targets happily munching seeds, but on race day, several of those easy-peasy, lemon-squeezy bankers will have decided to temporarily migrate. Try perfectly timing a trip to a part of the country where you can see some special birds too. I went up to Scotland once in May, loved the trip. The only disappointment was missing out on osprey. We got home to find out that no less than two ospreys had spent that week fishing in our local reservoir. Of course, if you really want prime examples of birds in the wrong place at the wrong time, then consult my old twitching diary, my year of chasing rarities. It wasn't too full on, but as much as I could manage with a more than full-time job. I lost count of the number of times I arrived in the nick of time, exactly that moment when the bird had just disappeared over the horizon.